Hey, hello, SP family. Welcome to our dining room. I'm here with Pastor Nate and Pastor Kenny, and my family is joining over there as well. And we'll be doing a family service for this week and next week and possibly more, depending on what the Hong Kong government tells us to do. And so let's start off by doing what we've been doing all these years with the Apostles' Creed. And so can I invite everyone to stand up at this time? Let's do this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead, and he ascended to heaven and has sat down at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from which he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You can have a seat. Before we continue on of the service, I just wanted to make a few important announcements to our community. One is, I mean, obviously we're here, so we know what most of you should be knowing what's going on. But the Hong Kong government has banned gatherings for more than four people in the next 14 days. And so we'll be broadcasting online, but you should also be in your house churches on a Zoom call. So we're trying to do something a little hybrid. We don't want you just to be passive and just watch a service, but we want you to be activated and active and participating in some way. I know last week our message really was on obedience, and we're just going to continue to obey God. Well, we haven't diverted from that message because part of obedience is also obeying the authorities over us. And so they've instituted this ban of four or more. And so we're going to comply with what the government has asked churches, organizations, companies to do during this time. And so we're still on course in terms of what we feel like the Lord is talking to us. And I'll share more about that a little bit later on. I will say a little more serious note and announcement is that one of our members, a young man, has tested positive for COVID-19. So he was at church on Sunday, and so he was part of the congregation. He had no symptoms when he came, obviously, and he had some symptoms on Tuesday, Wednesday. By then, the fever left. He was tested, and the test came out on Saturday night, basically last night. And so just want you to know we've been contacting people that were in close contact with him in our community. And he seems to be doing okay. He's just got a little bit of a sore throat. And so if you could please do continue to pray for him and for all the people. No one has been tested positive from people that had close contact with this person. And for you guys that are in house church, you already know who this person is. And so this is not a new person. It's the same person we're talking about. But since it's online, I don't need to share names for our wider community of people around us. But we're complying with the CHP, and we'll follow their lead. And so please do pray for this individual and his wife, who is also in the service on Sunday. And I think this is a really good time for us to really gather together during this time. A few days before the announcement that the Hong Kong government had issued, I did this on video already, but I really just downloaded a message on the Passover. And I feel like the theme of Passover, I think, is so relevant to us today. If you think about the last time, we see in Scripture that God told the body of Christ, the people of God, the Israelites, to stay at home as a plague swept through the area was in Egypt. And if you remember in the story, the families were meant to retreat in their homes and to just pour the blood of Jesus, the protection of Christ, over their doorposts. And so most of our house churches and leaders and the message should have been relayed. And so we want you to do this. We want to do this as an act right now. And so I've got the oil, so we're going to take a little pause right now. And what I want you, all of us to do is, with your kids as well, I want you to go to the front doorposts of your home, and I just want you to anoint symbolically the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, the oil, the Holy Spirit, upon the door, and just pray that this plague, this pestilence, would be wiped out and would not enter into our spaces. And so we're going to take a pause, and I want everyone to do this as well. This is part of the active part of the service. And so if we can, let's grab our kids together. Let's do it. Grab who's around. Let's go to our doors, and let's just anoint our spaces, our homes, with the presence of the Lord. And so we're going to take a little pause right now, and so we can do this together. So let's go, and let's take care of business, and I'll come back on, and I'll pray over this time for all of us, and then we'll go right into worship, okay? All right, we'll be right back. Let's go to our doors, and let's anoint our homes for protection. Okay, let's pray together as families. If you can, why don't you grab the hand of your kids or your spouse or your dad or mom, whoever's ever there, and let's pray together. Father, thank you, God, for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you that you save us and that you love us and that your heart is always to protect us, Lord. And so we pray against this plague and this pestilence, God, that has hit not only our land, but God, but lands all over the world. And so in Jesus' name, we just plead the blood of Jesus and just cover us, cover our homes. Let them be sanctuaries of praise. Let them be refuge from a world that makes us weary. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you to breathe life into our homes right now. And so come and do what you do best, God. Bring your love, bring your protection into our homes. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, over our doorposts. And we say nothing evil can come into those spaces right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope you're ready to worship the Lord. And so your leaders will be giving you some instruction. But Pastor Nate is here live, and he's going to lead us right now. So go ahead, Pastor Nate.
Let's declare this together.
He is my faithful Father, calling me out of the dark. And I cannot whisper away what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation, my anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word. We listen to the sound of power on my lips. Jesus has broken the curse. He has never lost a battle. And who are you, great mountain, that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle. He is the only healer. His love will never fail. All my belief dares to defeat every lie. He is a strong high tower. Fear will not find me there. I come alive with his promise inside of my heart. We listen to the sound of power on my lips. Jesus has broken the curse. He has never lost a battle. And who are you, green mountain, that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost. And we listen to the sound. And we listen to the sound of power on my lips. Jesus has broken the curse. He has never lost the battle. And who are you, great mountain, that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle.
Should not bother.
battle. He has never lost a battle. We listen to the sound of power on my lips. Jesus has broken the curse. He has never lost a battle. And who are you, green mountain, that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle.
Just want to sing the next song as a blessing for our community. And as we sing this together, let's receive the blessing from the Lord, but also let's be praying for one another and just extending God's favor and blessing to one another.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Your family and your children and their children and their children. Yeah. His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. Coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Children and their children and their children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May His presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within. Coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is, may His presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming. Going in your weeping and rejoicing, He is for you. He is for you. Oh, He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. Oh, may His presence go before you and behind you and beside you. All around you and within you, He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. Oh, He is for you. He is for you. He is with you. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you.
We just sing the verse over us again.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name.
Draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship.
worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. Yes, God, we want to worship your holy name. No matter what we're going through, in the morning, in the evening, when we are weeping, when we're rejoicing, your heart is kind. Your character is good. You are our good Father, and you are worthy of our praise, God. So we worship and we honor you at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, SP. I just want to get you through some quick announcements. We just have three quick announcements. House churches are on break right now, so we'll be on break for a few weeks until we resume at the end of April. And number two, our EMP is going to continue, but we are going to meet on Zoom. So the link for EMP will be posted on the website. And lastly, one more announcement is we're still going to be continuing with our three-day fast during the week until Easter time. And we are going to hold a Wednesday night prayer meeting so that we can still gather together to pray for Hong Kong, to pray for our church, and to pray for the world. And that's also going to take place on Zoom, so you can look for that on the website. Just keep your eyes open, check the website for the link to the Zoom meeting for that prayer meeting. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Pastor Nate. So I'm going to go into a time of the Word, and then later on the service, you'll have an opportunity in your house churches to have the time of offering, and so we'll let you do that in your own time. But we're going to go, if you could turn your Bibles to John chapter 11. I'm just going to read a part of this passage. John 11, we're going to read from verse 21, and we're going to go down to 26. John 11, 21, 26, and it says, Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if I had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Emphasis on that last part. Do you believe this? Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for today. We thank you for this new season that you have all the churches here in Hong Kong, our church as well, in God. And we ask, Lord, that that our families would be strengthened during these times, that our community would grow, that we would be active and participating, God, and not passive and just watching, Lord. And that's really our heart through all this. But now, Lord, we come humbly to your word, God. And we ask you to speak to us through it, Lord. To that end, we ask you right now to release the revelatory ministry of the Holy Spirit in all the rooms, God, that are represented here online right now. God, I pray that you'd give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, God, and that you would really speak so clearly to us, Lord, in this way. Father, I humble myself, God. I ask that you use me to preach a prophetic word with power and authority. Help me, Lord, not just convey your words, God, but convey your heart. God, we thank you. We love you in this house, God. And in Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let me just start by saying this. Genghis Khan, the great Mongolian leader ages ago, he got his philosophers together and he asked them to come up with a truth that will be unchangeable. Something that will never change no matter what happens around them. And these philosophers, thinking for a while, they came to their leader, and this is what they told Genghis. And he said, this is the unchangeable truth. He says, it too shall pass. It too shall pass. It reminds me of a lady who was asked by a pastor, an old lady, what her favorite verse of scripture was. And she said, and it came to pass. Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of this house, I want you to know that this too shall pass. I know it looks drastic. It looks like it's just amping up, and COVID-19, everything is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. But I want you to know that this time is going to pass. My prayer during this time for myself, my family, for our church, for churches in Hong Kong, churches all over the world, for the people of God, is to not just let this time pass, but again, to stop, to listen to the Lord, and to obey. Let's not hurry to get to the other side in this place. I know so many of us, we can't wait to travel again, and we can't wait to do all the stuff that we used to do normally. And I'm there as well. But I want to put a pause on that, trying to get back to normal, because God has a purpose here. God's doing something in the midst of us. I think God's screaming at us. He's speaking to us right now during this time. And so it's important for us to listen and not to hurry in this way. It's amazing how God spoke to us about this theme of order. Because right now, God is indeed bringing order in right now. Now, you got to understand, order doesn't come out of order. Order comes out of chaos, and it comes out of confusion. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, there's a shaking going on. We are being shaken. I'm being shaken. Our leaders are being shaken. Our church is being shaken. The world is being shaken right now. And in other parts of the country or world, we know that the shaking is even greater in Italy, in South Korea, in Spain, now in the U.S., and obviously in China during this time. And so, but God is bringing order to this. And so there's a purpose. There's something that he's doing during this time. And instead of wanting to get to the other side so quickly, let's just pause and let's listen to the Lord and let's obey what he's asking us to do in this place. This is an unprecedented time. We talk about historical. This is historical. Your kids' kids will be telling this story of what happened. And my prayer is that for all of us, especially the body of Christ, especially the members of Solomon's Porch, that we come out on the right side of history when this is all said and done, that our faith and our trust in God and our obedience would be what characterizes us instead of our fear and anxiety and confusion that is really hobbling, really, the world and governments around the world during this time. It's unprecedented what's happening. And so especially during this time, we need to pray. Especially in this time, we need to really, really press in. First of all, I want to say I'm thankful to everyone that sent messages to me, WhatsApp messages, emails, and just encouraging, and then also giving words and downloads that they've been getting from God. Please keep sending those things in. We love that stuff. You're not bothering us, bothering me in any way. I love reading how God is speaking to our body for this time. And so please, as you hear from the Lord, as you download, shoot me an email or a WhatsApp or things like that. And I read them all. And so, and I meditate on all of them. And I got one this week. I felt it was very pertinent. And really, I really felt a real deep stirring and a witness in my heart. So I want to share some of that sharing that one of our sisters sent to us. And like as I shared, there's the primary passage in 2 Chronicles 7, which talks about prayer and when things are really bad, what the people of God are meant to do. So we are familiar with verse 14, 2 Chronicles 7, 14. "And my people who are called by my name, and if they would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, says, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Now, we are very familiar with this passage. We're like, yeah, that's what we need to do. That's the people of God. We need to humble ourselves. We need to pray. We need to seek His face. We need to turn from our wicked ways. We understand all those things. But let's give some perspective here. The verse before that, for our time right now, is very, very interesting. He says in verse 13, this is Solomon is writing this. And verse 13 says, "If I shut up the heavens so there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and so on and so forth. I want you to know this is so prophetic in our time right now. Think about this, shutting heaven and no rain. I'm from California. California has experienced one of the worst droughts and fires like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we were just witness to what happened in Australia just recently, and the drought that caused these tremendous fires that took place. We look at the next part where he talks about locusts. And if you Google now, don't do it now, wait till later. But if you Google, you can see that there is a huge storm of locusts that's hit Africa as well as the Middle East. And I mean, unprecedented, like biblical proportions during this time. And obviously, pestilence, which is disease. And this is what our good friend R.T. Kendall, when I talked to him on the phone a couple of weeks ago, I asked him, hey, R.T., what's going on? He says, well, it's pestilence has hit us. And so we see that pestilence is also mentioned in this place. And so just look at the signs. Look what God is speaking to us right now during this time. And there's going to be fire and drought. I mean, unprecedented. And we see locusts and pestilence. Obviously, you know, China, now the rest of the world. Brothers and sisters, we are in a moment right now. And what we do and how we respond to the Lord right now is really going to relay what's going to happen for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now that we go forward in this way. And it's revealing. In the body of Christ, in our church and churches all over the world, this is a testing time. And we're being tested. Our faith is being tested. Our trust in God is being tested amongst all the circumstances around us. And we pray that we would pass through this test as a refiner's fire, as pure gold. But I want to talk about the difficulties and the trials for a moment, because what it does, it brings about really the true self. The testing reveals what's really going on inside of us. If forgive me for using a sports analogy, but it's the game, the competition, the real thing, the championship, or anything else that really proves what you really have and what you've been practicing for. Now, the shaking and the stirring is not to bring condemnation to us. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But what this testing does, it reveals our heart, and it shows us areas of our heart and our life that we need to practice more, we need to train for more. If there's areas of trust or faith that we find in moments of trial to be dwindling and insufficient, it's God's opportunity for us to step in and strengthen those areas of our faith and those areas of our life. It's not condemnation. It's not like, oh, you're bad, you're wrong, you're unfaithful. No, it's God's invitation to us to come together and say, okay, Sam, these are some areas of your life that maybe I want to touch on, and I want to bring healing into, and I want to minister to you to bring strength into your life. And I tell you, this reminds me, I've shared this story before at church, but it reminds me of the birth of our first daughter. And Elise was born October 3rd, 2005. And it was just pure bliss and pure joy knowing we're pregnant and all these things. And so we were in the hospital, you know, I was waiting. Lisa was kind of waiting. I think she had an epidural, didn't work that great, but she was just kind of hanging out, going through this process of labor. And all of a sudden, some of you guys know that the fetal monitor, the heartbeat, it's on and you could hear it. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. And so I was kind of waking up, because to be honest, I was kind of falling asleep. It took so long. And when that was happening, a nurse that was there came in and checked the monitor and couldn't find the heartbeat. So she went over to the phone, and she got on the phone, and she said something in Cantonese really, really calmly. And then she turned over to us, and she says, everything is okay. Don't worry. And then as soon as she said that, there were a team of doctors and nurses that rushed in to our room, and they were, you know, carrying all kinds of carts into the room. And we're like, well, what's going on? And started to get really nervous. And they said, well, we can't find the baby's heartbeat. And so we need to extract the baby right now. And so they got this big suction, and it's really like this medieval looking thing. It's like this silver cup with a chain attached to it. And so they turn on the suction, and they inserted this cup, this metal cup, and with the chain, and they wanted to pull Elise out during this time. And in the midst of this time, Lisa turns and says, "Can I push? You know, can I push?" And the lady's like, "Yes, push, push," and pushed. Elise came out. They didn't have to use the chain, but they did put the a metal cup on her head, and so she came out kind of like a cone head. But in any case, that doesn't matter. But this is part of the story. So they held the baby up. So Elise came out, and no sound, nothing. And it was probably only about 5 seconds or so, but it seemed like 5 years. And so, in the midst of that time, here's your faithful pastor. What I was doing was I was looking, but I want to kind of turn to the side because I almost started crying during this time. I thought that we had lost the baby. I had heard stories of other pastors who also lost babies, you know, stillbirths and all these type of things. And I thought, okay, this is us. And sadly to say, I was singing this song. It's this Matt Redman song. And, you know, blessed be your name. But it's not that part. There was one part in there, and it says, you know, you give and take away. And can you imagine this pathetic image of me on the side? And I'm kind of looking, trying to support support Lisa. I was on this, looking over the other side because I didn't want to see her. I was getting emotional, and I'm singing, "Lord, you give and take away. You give and take away." Now, my wife, on the other hand, she was storming the heavenlies. I mean, she was praying in tongues, and she was just going. She was in major warfare mode. So here's my wife, just prayer animal, prayer warrior, going at it. And here am I, this little figure on the side, you give and take. I mean, really, really kind of pathetic. But it's amazing. It showed what was really inside of us. It showed our real heart, if you can say. And so my wife is a power warrior. Me, I just, when push comes to shove, at that time, I just go into my rationality. I go into an intellectual mode, and it really showed what was really deep inside of me. Trials, difficulties reveal us more than anything else, and true colors come out. I mean, we hear people saying all the time that when difficult times come, people know who their true friends are, because it really is a revealing that happens in this place. And so that's what happened to us. Now, again, this revealing is not to condemn us, but it's to show us where we need to make adjustments, where we need to trust God, and where we need to repent. I believe that there's a shaking going on, and it's bringing a shifting. God's desire during this time is to bring us into a deeper relationship with Him that is real and personal, a heart relationship, and not just a head relationship. And so I ask the question to you today, in the midst of COVID-19, when we talk about your relationship with God, do you have a heart relationship? Are you able to trust Him? Or is it a head relationship? You just know about God, and so accusations are coming, and why this and why that. It's a revealing time. Again, not to condemn us, but it's a time for us to see and to evaluate, make adjustments, maybe some areas of repentance and change and transformation that comes upon us. So again, as I mentioned in the last few sermons, we go back to Francis Schaeffer's idea, how should we then live? So what do we do about this? What do we do with the situation that we're in right now? How do we go about stepping into this situation? And it's interesting, we have this picture of Mary and Martha. And Mary and Martha are in a very difficult situation. And it's amazing how the response that each one gets is so different, even though they ask the same exact question. So, you know the story, Lazarus has died. Jesus, for whatever reason, stays a few days longer. You know, it's kind of like friends like that, you don't need enemies. So, but there's he has a purpose, he has a will, there's something that he's doing. So he's obeying God by staying away. And then he comes, and then Martha runs to him and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Incredible truth. True. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. And so Martha has head knowledge, if I'm going to use that phrase. And what happens? She gets truth. I am the resurrection and the life. She gets a statement. Mary, on the other hand, who has heart knowledge, there's something deeper going on inside of her. She turns to the Lord and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And what does she get? She gets a response. She gets action. See, it's head knowledge, heart knowledge. It's not just a state of mind. It's not just a state of being. It affects what's going on in the world around us. And so so Jesus acts, and he begins to move in this point. And he does something, I think, so powerful that we should also very much give ourselves to in this way. And he turns, and we'll just pick this story up again in John 11. And in verse 33, it says, and when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled. Maybe you've heard me teach on this before, but the actual correct usage in the Greek actually says that he troubled himself. It's the terasso hioto. In other words, he agitated. He caused an inward commotion inside of him. He made a decision to take away the calmness of his mind, to disturb his equanimity, to disquiet, to make restless. He stirred up. He struck his spirit with fear and dread to move and to act. And then the himself part, the heotu, this is third person, singular and plural. And what this denotes is that the agent and the person that are acting is the same. So he did it to himself. And so he sees a situation. He didn't just give into the situation or give up to it. He stirred himself up. This is a time, brothers and sisters, for us to see. The revealing is happening. We're seeing what's going on. We could be in this defeatist state. We can say, I guess that's who I am, and just go from there. Or we can trouble ourselves like Jesus does. And he moves into this way. He stirs himself up. He gets ready for a confrontation with the enemy, almost like this mini confrontation that will precede the big confrontation that happens in the Garden of Gethsemane, and also that happens on the cross. He's practicing for that. And so he troubles himself in this way. And then he's able to speak. This is when heart knowledge is securing us. He speaks and he says, Lazarus, come forth. And then the dead rise. Those things, the dreams, those things that have died, the persecution, the pestilence, all those things, a turn happens, and life comes out of death. Isn't that what we're crying out for during this time? And how do we get there? How do we move from that place? How do we call out the Lazaruses, those things that have died, or those things that are troubling us, or those fears or anxieties or accusations? He says, trouble yourself. Stir yourself up during this time. It's so important. Partner with the Holy Spirit and trouble yourself. Are you wrapped in fear? Is that what's revealing during this time? And anxiety is overwhelming us? Trouble yourself. Stir yourself up in the Lord. Is your instinct during this time to be selfish, self-preservation? Are you tempted to hoard during this time when everyone else is? Trouble yourself. Stir up the Spirit of God that's inside of you that wants to cry out with moans and groans too deep for words. Are you in a state that you just can't be bothered? You're like, oh, who cares? Whatever, so what? Trouble yourself. Make yourself bothered. If Jesus can do this, and he does it, how much more so that we need to step into this place? Are you more concerned about convenience than anything else? Trouble yourself. Are you living a life that you're not living a life that you know that God has intended for you to live? Trouble yourself. Is there difficulty in your family, in your finances, with your children? Trouble yourself. Don't be passive. Stir yourself up. This is what the Holy Spirit, the Word of God wants us to do in our lives. See, there's got to be at some point in our experience with God that we have to look out and say, there's something wrong with this picture. That Jesus Christ died for so much more than what I'm seeing and living right now. And at that moment, you need to trouble yourself. Stir up your spirit in the Lord. We need to come into this place. You know, and really, to be honest, you know, one of the reasons and kind of the story of our church, it's kind of quite nostalgic to have Pastor Nate and Kenny, you know, us three here, because this is kind of how we started SP in many ways, just a small group of us, and particularly these two guys that are with me right now. And we grew as a church because we troubled ourselves for one another during this time. Brothers and sisters, this is that time again. There's a shaking. There's a revealing. We're seeing what we're really made of, what's really in our heart. Is it fear, intimidation, anxiety? Are we putting our faith and trust in Jesus? It's happening. And a lot of spaces in between those things as well during this time. Brothers and sisters, it's that time. God is bringing order into our lives again. Again. Order doesn't come out of order. Order comes out of chaos. And this is what's happening. Let's dig in and let's do what Jesus did during this time. Let's trouble ourselves. Let's cry out to a faithful God who loves us, desires his best for us. More than anything else, let's stand on the rock. We may be shaking on the rock, but brothers and sisters, the rock is not shaking under us. Let's build our life on Christ and his faith. Let's bring life out of death and out of that darkness. Let's call out the Lazaruses in our life. Let's trouble ourselves. Amen? Amen. Let's just go into a time right now of meditation. Pastor Nate is going to lead us in a song. And maybe this is a good time for repentance. Maybe you realize, man, the revealing is happening and I don't like what I see. And the pathway to the heart of God and to a heart knowledge of God and the place of maturity is repentance. And we need to repent. I need to repent. We all need to repent. We need to go back to God. We need to start that foundation on the rock. He's refining us right now. He's stirring us right now. Let's be on the right side of history on this. And let's respond to the Lord by troubling ourselves, by caring. Let it matter to us and to our church.
One desire.
is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, refiner's fire, my heart's one is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, ready to do your will. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your
Thank you, Pastor Nate. I'm going to close this live stream in prayer, and then I'll give you some instruction afterwards. And so, Lord, we recognize the shaking, God, and we recognize the revealing that's happening in our hearts as a result of the shaking that's happening, the stirring, God, and some things that we see we don't like, God, some things we do like. And so, Lord, those places in our heart, in our mind, our attitudes, God, that are unhealthy, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would convict us and that you would show us and reveal to us, and that we would repent, that we would train, that you would transform, God. It's not our effort, God. Lord, it's your power and your grace that sustains us. And so would you help us during this time, Lord? God, we want pure gold, God. And if it takes more refining, we say, so be it. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. At this time, we want you and your Zoom house church chats to go into a time of discussion. You'll be having a time of offering as well as a benediction, and in the family, some fellowship and some refreshments, and hopefully your kids made those today, and you'll do that. I'll just give you a couple questions just to shoot off. And house church leaders, you're free to do whatever you need to do. But maybe we can just have a time of just reflection of the message and what you really feel that God is saying to you through the message that was given. Maybe another question that you could ask one another is, you know, what is that Lazarus in your life right now? What is that something that's dying or dead that God wants to resurrect, that's going to really... be that this troubling ourselves is going to lead us into. And then even discussing what does it mean for each of us to trouble ourselves? What is that going to require for a community or a house church? And so leaders, you guys are capable. You guys are awesome. And I'm really thankful for our house church leaders during this time to disseminate all the information and gather our congregations together. And so please go on and have your time of discussion and offering and benediction. God bless you guys.
Families can do activities sent by the SP Kids.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Pastor Nate. Yeah. And then our children's ministries, Pastor Mary, Lisa, I've done an amazing job. And so there's activities that you can do with your children, for those who have children, and you should have received the pack. And please do that. And just enjoy Sabbath as a family in your home today. God bless you guys, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.